printing we're on page Nun Aleph. In the old printing, the Chol Yoim Tabit, we're on page Nun Ches. In the old printing, we started doing this paragraph already a little bit. Want to make mention before we start that after Shabbos was for me very special. There's two reasons why I enjoyed the Shabbos more than any other time I had Shabbos Achdus. One reason, in all honesty, is because excuse me for a second, guys. I just gotta see for a second. One reason is because, I'm being honest, I'm being human here for a second. Usually my Rebbe comes with us for Shabbos, and it's a little bit, for me, stressful, just, you know, having my Rebbe around, who is, like we mentioned before, is one of Mamish, one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He's on Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah. Rabbi Aaron Leib said, any Shaila that comes into Yerushalayim doesn't go past Rav David Kohen. Everything, Rav David Kohen is, he's now become, Rabbi Aaron Leib has basically given him the title of Yerushalayim's Gadol. He became the Gadol Hador in Yerushalayim. To bring him together with a bunch of very lively American Bachrim, it creates a certain amount by me, a certain amount of tension, and I'm just nervous that everything should work out okay. Baruch Hashem, it's, you know, always worked out okay. But at the same time, I'm always like a little bit uptight every time I have Shabbos. It's a reality of just being human. The other reason is because, so this Shabbos, I didn't have that tension. You know, I still wanted to make sure that everyone would, you know, would be on the best behavior, wouldn't have any issues with other people, with other exposed, whatever, but it was definitely was less of a stress for me. And the other reason I think I enjoyed this Shabbos more than any other Shabbos is just because this was a nicer Shabbos than any other Shabbos we ever had, so. Now, having Gabriel Sassoon there was also something very special, and the fact that he was willing to come and work out a schedule that he should be able to come. He landed on Thursday evening and be able to join the yeshiva for Shabbos, whatever it is. He didn't know anyone there. I don't know him. I never met him before. His daughter happened to be, was in my daughter's class, but that I didn't even know that until his daughter was tragically killed or died. So it was a cold call. It was just a cold call. I called him up and I said, you know, we're going away for Shabbos. Maybe you'll join us. And he was kind enough to do that and to share certain feelings. Now, he clearly did not speak about all the different details of what happened in his life, but I don't think Shabbos was anyway the right time to do that. But at the same time, we all think felt a lot of his emunah, and I think that it was on his behalf. It was in the divas of his. It was kind of like something that he gave us, and without really looking for anything in return. So after Shabbos, I was there. I was standing around with Aki Stein, and we were talking, and we said that maybe we should try to reciprocate in a certain way. We went over to Gabriel, and we said we're going to try to. We spoke about it beforehand. We try to make special learning on Rosh Hashanah, on Hanukkah. We lost 7 children in the fire. There are 7 days of Hanukkah that we have learning. Shabbos is not a regular day, but the 7 days of Hanukkah, we're going to try to do a special chizuk in our learning as a schus and ilu neshama for his 7 children. And he appreciated that. One of the things I didn't know is that today was supposed to be his son's bar mitzvah. Now, I don't understand how a person could go away for Shabbos and function and that type of, you know, backdrop, but he managed to do it, and that's it's pretty impressive, and it has a little bit to do with what we're going to speak about here today in Chovas Talmidim. We're here on page B'chol Yom. Oh, lost it. Nun Aleph B'chol Yom. So let's get back to what we're talking about here. We're talking about a person. First of all, some people in yeshiva, so they got, you know, the storm of the yeshiva. They have their rebbe, their mashkiach, their yeshiva, someone who's kind of like making sure that they stay in line, making sure they're doing the right thing, and they're coming on time, whatever it is. But a person that doesn't have that, it's much more challenging. We spoke about a person who's, you know, he's out there on his own. So then that's when the Yitzhar really tries to knock you down. So what do you have to do? A person has to create for himself his own misgeret. That's what he says. Create for yourself your own reshima, your expectations for yourself, what you should accomplish and how much time. And make sure you're doing it. And try to push extra, cram extra things in. Because a person can really do more than he thought originally could do. We spoke about Rabbi Stark's brother, Yehuda Stark, who is now learning 5 hours a day. He started out learning a little bit once a week. He was learning Sunday morning. And then, you know, he realized, I could do more than that, I could do more than that. Before he knew it, he's learning 5 hours every single day, getting up at 4-something in the morning, learning till 10 o'clock in Bnei Brak. That's because every person can, if you push yourself and you realize, I could really do more. But yeah, a person has to be disciplined. He has to have a schedule. People just let everything hang out. Their shirts are hanging out. Their hair's a mess. You know what I mean? And they just like, it just whatever comes, comes. Whatever goes, goes. And he's not really in control of his life. But if a person has a certain schedule, he's regimented it, and he's thinking about it. He's trying to keep his day managed. He's managing himself. He's in control of his life. So then he's like, you know what? I have a few extra minutes over here. I got a little extra time over there. Let me do a little bit more. We spoke about Reuven Bengus. Also, Rabbi David Kaplan spoke about the same thing. He had his extra seam. Rabbi David Kaplan said it was a seam that he made 2 weeks after he started the other one. I said he served extra fleshiks by the seam, whatever it was. But the idea was it's an extra seam. He was celebrating what? It's a seam that he made in the extra few minutes that he had. He wasn't doing anything. Right? You got time. There's so much time in a person's day. I was talking to someone once. He's talking about, you know, do you learn? He says, I don't have time to, you know, I'm busy, whatever. I said, what do you do in the car on the way to work? You got so much time on the way to work. That he's, what is he doing? He's doing nothing. He's spacing out. At best, he's listening to the news. At worst, he's listening to the radio. Right? But you could be a person could listen to a shir while he's in the car. Or a person has time, you know, his lunch break. You have time. Lunch break, you don't need your entire lunch break. Take a few minutes. But people are just not good at managing their time. And they don't realize they really do have time. I was once talking to someone who was, he was unemployed for months. I said to him, do you at least learn? He goes, you won't believe it. I don't have any time. You don't have any time. You're not doing anything all day. You don't have time to learn. Because if that's the person's, you know, the person is that way, so he's careless with his time, there's always something that's going to get your attention, especially if you have exposure to the internet and you got like, you know, top 10 hotels that are only open on Friday. You know, I'm like, oh, I need to know that, you know. Top 10, you know, you got all these different things that a person, and they keep on coming at you and more things and more things, and you're killing time. Your person kills so much time. But a person realizes we do have time. So a person has to make a reshima for himself and try to set b'chol yom tavit. Here we are, page nun ches in the old printing, page nun aleph in the new printing. B'chol yom tavit b'reshima shelcha. Every day, look at your reshima shel hayom shelcha. Im lechasarta es momah, if you weren't missing anything yesterday. V'im ne'nasta v'zonachta oz im ipneis rashus chas v'shalom zonachta. If you came up short, maybe because of there was some sort of slashes, you were lazy. Titztayer v'tekif b'yom hasheni tashlim. Make it up the next day. What a brilliant idea, he says. Don't let anything go by. You lost it, make it up the next day. You had a day when you felt like you should have learned an extra half an hour. The next day, put on an extra half an hour. Don't lose it. A person can always, you can always find that extra time to be yom sheni tashlum as a shechasar to yom rishon. Avil imrach b'mneishon lamadate eze inyon kasha. We're going to read this a little quickly. If it's only because you learned something very, very deep, it's very, very hard. Oishes amakta lilmod b'shvil zezanakta, or because you were very omak, you're very deep and as far. So therefore, I didn't finish the toisvis. I just started, but I was so busy with toisvis kasha, and I had this side and that side, and mamish the whole time he was really into it. Out it star. A person should not be upset at himself. And don't punish yourself ki'ilu to make it up the next day. Whatever dafim you missed on the first day, everything we spoke about, that is the amount of how much you learn, how much you should finish in a day. That's when a person's learning superficially, what we call bakiyas. He's learning up quickly. Or b'mishalo gerish odesis rapa. So a person that's hasn't yet gotten rid of the laziness, so he's got to push himself. He's got to make for himself an expectation of how much you're going to do in a day. Shetorach lehaktiv loy misbar dafim b'chol yoyim b'chol shah. He has to make for himself. He needs to finish X amount of dafim, X amount of days. Yeah, that's what the daf yomi is about. Kidei shelo yisrashel v'yarech ba'amud echad lelo tzorach. He shouldn't end up on the same amud for no reason. He's just kratzing around. He's not really doing anything. But a person is learning with iyun, and he's not learning lackadaisically. He's not learning marich rak mipneshim moisiv avoid avodaso. Adarabba, he's so focused. He is so like he's so concentrated on what he's doing. V'cheker eloika b'gemara toisvus, and he's being cheker. He's clearing and he's working on digging. And this is avodas Hashem b'gemara toisvus. Adarabba. Ashrei lo yumatoiv chelkoi. That's beautiful. Beautiful to sit there and, you know, to just try to like dig on trying to get pshat and work on it. Ashrei chelkoi. Zehu ikur limar ha-toira shezoichem lizdabik al yodo ba-Hashem. That's the ikur limar ha-toira. A person is zoiche to lizdabik al yodo ba-Hashem is through iyun. This is what some people don't understand. The chashivas of iyun. Understanding that a person's dveikus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through being ma'ayin, through being maimik, through getting deeper. A lot of people, so they're busy bekiyas, all day bekiyas. Well, a lot of times, because, you know, that's the only thing that has a hespik. If it's not dafi yomi, it's nothing. It's dafi yomi or bust. So you might as well do dafi yomi. But dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through a gemara b'iyun. Through really feeling like I'm getting into what's behind the Gemara, the depths I scratch beneath the surface. The Talmud Kazeh, and this type of Talmud, Yaktsoiv lo yas shiurav shel limud biyun. He should set aside time, loiv misbra dafim, not the amount of hour pages that he turns, rak misbra shel shois, the hours that he learns. Kama shois yilmad biyun. How many hours am I putting into my iyun? Kama dafim oraka mudim shiyalalo bishos elu yalalo, whatever it is. If it's one blot, it's one blot. If it's seven blot, whatever it might be. But the point is, I'm getting clarity in my learning. A person gets clarity in his learning. That's where the zizkite, the masikas ha-Torah comes in. Is to really understand what you're learning. Okay. Ve'al tachshof. A person shouldn't think. Because we are Thomas, we are stuffing you. We are with all this avoida. So then you're going to end up fooling yourself. You'll end up just learning everything. Like, so, you know, you just like, you know, put on your earplugs and do Rabbi Grossman and just zip right through the Masechta, and you're not end up because I got to finish the Yomid. So. Because you want to complete, you made up for yourself a certain amount. You makabel on yourself. I got to finish the Masechta, right? That's a lot. I got to finish by the end of this man. Okay, so I got to like, I have to motor through it. So I'll just like put on earphones and just tune out. This is what you have to know. Ha'oil shel ribui ha'avoida shetames alecha, the burden of extra work, is going to inspire you to work hard. Not only work a lot more. We spoke about thinking fast and thinking slow. You teach yourself to think fast. A person thinks himself, teaches himself that way. Sometimes I get very tired, and I'm sitting there in front of the Gemara, and it's late at night, and some of you maybe seen me that way, and I'm like trying to figure out, I can't read the Gemara, you know, and it's like hazy, and I'm like. And I realize there's certain people that they're that way all day. You know, all day they're just like, don't really know exactly what's going on, right? Because that's thinking slow. But a person thinks fast. Tischazik v'tischames v'chol atzmecha yishapech l'choritz. You make yourself a diligent person. You make yourself a person that is driven to accomplish. La'avoid avoid akasha. Work hard. Even something that breaks your body. You don't feel on yourself responsibility, a burden, tisrape. You'll end up being lazy. Even the little bit that you learn, no iyon, no simcha, you're not going to enjoy it. and also below Seichel. It's not going to make any sense to you. The Rebbe is saying something very important here, Rabbi Yisrael. He's saying that a person has to understand that we need to have a machayev. A person needs to feel an oil, a burden. There's a maral, it's a beautiful, beautiful maral. And I think that this is so critical. This is a life-changing maral. The maral asks, the Tosis asks the famous question. Klal Yisrael said at Har Sinai, Na'aseh v'nishma. We're great, we love, we want to learn. Give it to us, we're happy. Na'aseh v'nishma, we're in. No questions asked. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Takes the har, puts it over the head and says, okay, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you. It's like, we're okay, we're happy. What do they have to do that for? What is that necessary for? Says the Maral Yisoid. He says, if a person doesn't feel muchrach, he doesn't feel forced to do something, it's not going to happen. Even if you buy in, even if you're, say, you're willing to do it, you have to feel mechuyif. You have to feel that there's no other option. I need to do this. I have to do this. Then it's going to work. And a lot of people, they have this attitude like, I want to do it because I want to do it. You start making me do it, and then it's not gonna be good. It's not me. It's not gonna work. I don't work that way. I need to work my pace, my way, my thing. You know what happens when people work their pace, their way, their thing? Nothing. That's what he says here. Beloy simcha, beloy ion, af beloy seichel, garnished. Person needs a machayev. He needs something to push him. Klal Yisrael needs a machayev. Now, this is the trick, Rabbi say. Here's the trick. The trick is a person has to embrace the machayef. If Klal Yisrael didn't say Naseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being kafaleim harkegigas. If Klal Yisrael isn't saying, look, we want this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not forcing it. We have to want it, and we have to want to be forced to do it. I want this. I know I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I need someone to force me because I know what's going to happen. It's just going to end up, if I don't feel forced to do this, it's just not going to work. So therefore, I embrace that. I embrace the structure. Make a schedule. What do I have to make a schedule for myself? If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. No, I need structure. People, the nature of a person is he needs Seder. A person needs Seder. And if a person doesn't embrace the Seder, it's not going to work because he's fighting it. But a person has to realize himself, if I don't have it, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to work. For no good reason at all. People are just not going to do it. And that's what a person needs a machayev for. And I think that's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Harbe lamadati me'ravoisai, umitalmida yoyse mikulam. I learned more from my talmidim. Why did I learn more from my talmidim? I can only speak from experience. I learned from my talmidim because I got to say a shir tomorrow, right? So I don't know pshat. Okay, I don't know pshat. No, it's not okay. When am I going to walk at the shir tomorrow? Okay, Tosfos, don't know pshat. Next Tosfos, don't know pshat that either. Okay, goodbye, boys. It's not going to work. One time, Rebbe Elia Baruch Finkel, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, he was learning with Reb Nochem, his Rebbe. So they were learning the Chavrusa, and he said to his Rebbe, after they finished the sugya, he said, good galant up the sugya, we can live in shver. But Baruch at the time was a younger man. So Reb Nochem said, that's good for you. You don't have to say shi tomorrow. But what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to leave over the money. I can't do that. So a person has a machayev. He has to say shi tomorrow. You have talmidim. Me talmidim has to move because they're pushing me. My talmidim push me. More than my rabbi pushes me. So a person has a machayev. He has to do it. I have to say shi tomorrow. Bez Hashem Asiyat Hashmaya, hopefully, Bli Nether. Now, I have a big shaila. I have a wedding tonight in Bnei Brak. I have a cousin's wedding in Bnei Brak. So should I go to the wedding? Should I go to the wedding? So I want to go to the wedding, but then I have to prepare shir. So that means I'm going to be up very, very late tonight because I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. When I come to shir, say, I'm sorry, guys. I had a wedding last night. I can't say shir today. So it's just not going to go. So that's a machayev, or else I just, you know, I'll just go to sleep. It's a long day. When I was 5 years ago, I took off a zman. I didn't say shir. For one short summer zman. So during shir, I used to have a chavrusa. I'd learn with a chavrusa. And, you know, 12:30, I started getting drowsy, started falling asleep. Like, could you imagine in the middle of shir falling asleep? It just doesn't happen. Because you have a machayev. It's not shayach. All of a sudden, I'm tired. I'm never tired at 12:30. Ask my shir. It just doesn't happen. Right? I'm screaming, yelling. Why? What? All of a sudden, I'm tired. Why? Because a person has a machayev. Everyone. It doesn't make a difference how motivated you are. If a person has a machayev, something he has to live up to, he lives up to it. That pushes him. Even if he wants to do it. Nasa v'nishma. Kafalim harkegigas. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're going to do this. You want to do it? I'm going to help you do this. By making you feel like you have to. Then it works. If you embrace it, if it's something that you enjoy, you want it, you want the machayev. There's a medrash about Eliyahu HaNavi. The Sefer B'nei Chayil, he brings the medrash in the beginning of the Sefer. Eliyahu HaNavi is talking to a person, and he came to him and he says to him, Lama loy lamadeta Torah? So he says, Torah is too difficult for me. It's too hard. I can't learn. I don't understand it. So Rabbi Eliyahu HaNavi asked him a question. He said to him, what do you do for a living? He says, I'm a fisherman. He said, and you know how to make fisherman knots? He said, of course. Now, fisherman knots are so complicated, Rabbi said, we don't even know how to do them anymore. Bizman hazeh, they lost the art of fisherman's knot. They don't know how to do it. It's a very complicated knot and how to tie the nets. So he said, how could you make a fisherman's knot? He said, what do you mean, how could I not? It's my life. I have to put bread on the table. Says Eliyahu HaNavi, if you felt like you had to learn, you would, and you could. You just don't feel like you have to. I gotta put bread on the table, right? Person feels, Torah is Kehim Chayinu Baruch Yemeinu, I have to learn. It's not a question, an option of, am I learning now, am I not learning now? But we don't necessarily feel that way. So we have to give ourselves certain mechayiv, give yourself something. There's a saying, a necessity is the mother of invention. What does that mean? I need something, I'm going to make it work, because I need that to happen. That's the way it works. We'd be much more creative. Somehow we come up with, you know, ways of things happening. Sometimes I say to a bachur, you know, where's your hat? I don't know, I can't find it. I said, okay, until you find it, don't step back in the building. All of a sudden he finds it, 20 seconds later, there it is. Like, wow, how'd you find it? Oh, I found it. It's like, why? Because how much do I really want to find that? If you really want something, if you feel like you have to have something, you make it happen. And a person has the ability to do much more than he ends up doing. Because he feels like he has to. And if we can embrace the challenge, we can embrace the challenge, then we're much happier people. I don't know how a person can walk around and talk to people about how much Hashem loves him after he lost 7 children. I don't know how a person could do that. But I know what he did. I know what he did. I don't know how he did it. I know what he did. He embraced the challenge. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from me. I'm going to get above it. I'm going to be able to function. He's functioning even in this type of situation. His son's bar mitzvah and he's functioning. Because it's a challenge. He embraced the challenge. We would be like, not we, maybe just me. Just shrink and just... But he was able to say, I realize this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more out of me. I'm going to expand myself. I didn't ask for this, but it happened. What am I going to do now? I'm going to become bigger. And there's no question he's a bigger person now than he was before. He's a much bigger person. We all realize he's a person that you have to show respect to. And he embraced the challenge. We all have challenges that either exist or that we can make for ourselves. Are we ready to embrace the challenge? Stretch ourselves beyond what's comfortable for us. That's what it's about. And a person's willing to do that, then he becomes a big person. Get yourself out of your comfort zone. How do you do that? Set for yourselves goals. Make them real. Put yourself a schedule. Give yourself something, a sheet, and say that this is what I have to accomplish. Something that otherwise you wouldn't. Because the person doesn't do that, he always ends up, every person in his own way. You know, there's people who are not by the shmooze right now. Baruch Hashem is a big oilam here, and I appreciate you all being here. There's guys that are not here. What are they doing that's really more important than the shmooze? Do they really have something that's like that important? Or they just can't be bought? Yeah, whatever, you know, they can't make it here because of whatever. No good reason. No really good reason. Because they don't feel mechuyev. But what happens if, like, now they want to go on a Europe trip, so now they have an incentive, now they're going to be here. Do they feel better about themselves before or better on themselves afterwards? Better on themselves now that they're like doing absolutely nothing important? Or the fact that they like really consistently came day in, day out to here? What's going to make them feel better at the end of the winter's month? Are they ready to embrace commitment, committing themselves to something which there's been times they're not going to want to do it? Tonight during Maariv. There are people who were in the building here during Maariv and weren't davening. Why? What is so important that's going on exactly that they're not by Maariv? Absolutely nothing. They're a minute of a conversation about probably something very, very stupid or insignificant. But I'm in the conversation, so like, you know, okay, so Maariv's going on. I'll daven Maariv later. I will daven Maariv later. I won't daven Maariv later. Whatever. Something's going to end up. Does he feel better about himself that way? But it just doesn't happen unless you feel like I need to be there. Now, many of us feel like I need to be by Maariv. What does it mean? I need to be there. There's many people already feel that way. Okay, but it's about Maariv. But do they feel they have to be there by Vuhurachum? Do they feel they have to be there by Mizmashir? Do they feel they have to finish the Masechta? Do they feel that they can't miss a Seder? We could all be Machayiv myself to something out of our comfort zone. We all have something that we're cruising with, myself included. Myself included. I should really be here every morning at 7:05. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm putting myself in a little bit of a bad light. My Rebbe told me, 7:05, you should be in the base medrash, half an hour before davening. It's like, are you serious? Half an hour before davening? I'm like going to sleep at just like 6:45. You know what I mean? I'm going to get up at 7:05. I know I should be here at 7:05. One day, Bez Hashem, Bli Neder, I hope to get there. I hope to get there one day. I should be here 7:05 every morning. I should be. And you know something? If someone would be machai of me, I could. I really could. Because as much as, you know, I need to do a lot of things at night, I could go to sleep a little bit earlier. There's probably a few minutes when I'm just, looking up, you know, random svarim that I don't need for tomorrow, and I should be in bed. I should already be going to sleep. And I could get up. I could get up a little bit early. I could be at 7:05. And I think we all know if someone came and said, Rabbi Zenter, if you come up 7:05, I'll donate a building to your yeshiva. I will be here 7:05. I don't know when you're clapping. If anyone would give a building, we could clap. Otherwise, it didn't happen yet. But the fact is, we all could use a machayev. Everyone could use a machayev. You have a machayev, you live up to it. Because if you push yourself, it's at that moment, do I really need to, can I do this? I'm tired. I can really use another 5 minutes of sleep. Give me a break. Another 5 minutes of sleep is not changing your life. It's not making your first day better. Those extra few minutes, anyway, you have Rabbi Rosenbaum screaming in the hallway. You know what I mean? You're not getting anything out of that anyway. You know what I mean? But you're tired right now. But if you know, if I get up now, I know it's going to make a difference in my life. You'll do it. If you feel you have to, you do it. And you feel better about yourself. You feel accomplished. Or else you just feel empty. You don't really learn. You don't really know anything. You're in the sugya, you're out of the sugya. You're there one day, you're not there the next day. You're not really chaz, you're not nothing. Everything's just like, it's just going by. Your shiva experience is just, it's just blah. It's mediocre. And you don't feel like, you know, I really could be doing more. I really could be doing more. I was talking to one of the Bachram here. I said, how are you doing yeshiva? He says, I really could be doing more. Now's a chance to be able to commit ourselves to do more. That person does that. He buys in, and he buys in because he wants to. At the end, he feels accomplished. As klal zeteida, this is what a person should know. K'moy she'yevsher le'iver b'shtei einav. She'yira. And same way, it's impossible that a person who's blind in both eyes to see And it's impossible for a chamor to be intelligent. Kachi efshar linar beli oil. It's impossible for a nar to accomplish, to function without feeling a burden. She yizdareis viyashkim, that should push him, motivate him, that he should get up. With a bachur beloy choyveis la'atzmai, a bachur doesn't feel obligation. She yechratz viyadaktik, that he should be diligent. He should be medaktik. He should be meticulous. Gam me'atzmecha. You should understand this already on your own. There's a person has, he has certain strengths inside of his heart, but they're laying, they're dormant, they're sleeping. You need something to push you. And they're forcing him to be able to do the avodah. This burden that you feel, I gotta finish this, I gotta get this done. It wakes you up and inspires you, it pushes you to do the job. And now that you're focused, now that you're driven, now that you got your energies, you got your juices pumping, ya'amiku, then you're going to end up getting deeper into the sugya. Yachku gam bi'iyun. And then also bi'iyun. Same way, you can drive yourself more. I didn't get that pshat. Let me push that harder. Let me hear that again, because I'm that type of person. I'm a driven person. I can push myself. Masha'ein kein b'loy oil. Person doesn't have that. It doesn't push himself to accomplish any particular thing. Nothing else is pushing him. I'm doing it on my own. Nothing is pushing him. He's sleepy. He's not pushing himself. You'll end up learning less amounts. You'll be weak in its quality. A person, that's what he needs. A person needs to feel something is forcing him to do it. He needs kofaleim har kegigas. That's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world. And we got to learn to embrace that. And if we do, we embrace it. So we put into our schedule something that we have to prepare ourselves for. We have time when we're getting ourselves ready for it. When a person is ready for it, that's when a person breaks through. Because you're making a breakthrough. It's very uncomfortable. In order to do that, you need to feel like, okay, I have to do this. There's no turning back. And Bez Hashem, we do that with Siyata Deshmaya, we'll all be matzlim.